Good evening and welcome. My name is Simiu and this is Sim Radio. Welcome to today's podcast on diabetic and diabetic nutrition at this time of COVID-19 situation. In this broadcast, we will focus on some of the things that as a diabetic patient, you're supposed to know, you're supposed to take into consideration as you monitor your blood sugar level and even as you monitor the diet that you're eating. One good thing about diabetics, there is no special diet about diabetics. And your diabetics diet is simply a healthy eating plan that will help you control your blood sugar. Let's get started. Diabetes mellitus refers to a group of metabolic diseases characterized by hypoglycemia due to increase in insulin resistance or insulin deficiency. It leads to a wide range of complications and, when poorly controlled, contribute to significant morbidity and mortality. For type 1 diabetes, accounting for approximately 5 to 10% of all cases, occur after destruction of the insulin produced by beta cells of the pancreas, resulting in a complete insulin deficiency. Most cases present in childhood with pyruvia and polydipsia and polyphagia, unexplained weight loss, fatigue, and blurred vision. The condition can also be diagnosed in adults. Type 1 diabetes requires insulin treatment, along with therapeutic lifestyle intervention that are aimed in protecting against damage of blood vessels and organs. For type 2 diabetes, which accounts for more than 90% of diabetic cases, usually present in adults after a long asymptomatic course. About 60 to 80% of these patients are obese, and prevalence in children is climbing rapidly due to increase in rates of obesity. Type 2 diabetes results from progressive insulin resistance, loss of insulin secretion, and inappropriate hepatic glucose production, resulting in varying degrees in insulin deficiency with subsequent fasting and postprandial hyperglycemia. Most of the time, type 2 diabetes is accompanied by hypertension and lipid abnormalities, which are signs of metabolic syndrome. Although the symptoms upon initial presentation tend to be milder in type 2 than in type 1 diabetics, complications are increasingly frequent if the metabolic control is poor. We have also the gestational diabetes mellitus, has an estimated prevalence of up to 9%. As its name suggests, it normally occurs or first appears during the first pregnancy, where the hormones secreted by the placenta, estrogen, progesterone, and growth hormones, pancreas struggle to produce enough insulin to compensate for the greater caloric intake during pregnancy. Treatment with this dietary modification or any other medication is essential to prevent fatal complication. Although blood glucose level usually normalize postpartum, women who had gestational diabetes have a high risk of developing type 2 diabetes. The risk may be reduced by diet and lifestyle changes. A diabetic diet simply means eating healthiest foods in moderate amount and sticking to your regular mealtime. A diabetic diet is a healthy eating plan that is naturally rich in nutrients and low in fat and calories. Key elements are such as fruits, vegetables, whole grains. In fact, a diabetic diet is the best eating plan for most every one of us. One thing about our body, when you eat extra calories and fat, your body creates an undesirable rise in blood sugar glucose. If blood sugar isn't kept in check, it can lead to serious problems, such as high blood glucose level that we call hyperglycemia. If it is persistent, may lead to long-term complications such as nerve failure, kidney failure, or even heart damage. You can help keep your blood sugar level in safe range by making healthy food choices and tracking your eating habits. For most people with type 2 diabetes, weight loss can also make it easier to control blood glucose and offer a host of other health benefits. If you need to lose weight, for example, a diabetic diet provides a well-organized and nutritious way to reach your goal safely. Here is what a diabetic diet involves. A A diabetic diet is based on eating 3 meals per day. Let's say 3 meals and 2 snacks per day. This helps you better use the insulin that your body produces or get through a medication. When you are a diabetic, your dietitian can guide you on how to eat, the type of food you're supposed to do, the type of meals you're supposed to take at a certain time. Such as choosing the portion sizes and the sweets needs for your size and activity level. Here are some of the recommended of type of foods and diet that you will be taking so that to keep your sugar level at safe modes. You can decide to make your calories count with this nutritious food. Choose healthy carbohydrates, fiber-rich foods, fish and good fat. Some of the healthy carbohydrates include fruits, vegetable, whole grains, legumes such as beans and peas, low-fat dairy products such as milk and cheese. Avoid less healthy carbohydrates such as food or drinks with added fats and sugar and sodium. Fiber-rich foods. These are dietary fibers which include all parts of plants' food that your body can't digest or absorb. Fiber moderates how your body digests and help control blood sugar level. Food that are high of fiber or they contain high fiber level, they include vegetable, fruits, nuts, legumes such as beans and peas, and whole grains. In your diet, you may also need to consider the good fats. Foods containing monosaturated and polysaturated fats can help you lower your cholesterol level. This includes avocado and nuts, peanut oil, but don't overdo it as all fats are high in calories. Diabetics increase your risk of heart disease and stroke by accelerating the development of clogged and hardened arteries. Food containing the following can work against your goal on heart healthy diet. Avoid trans fatty food found in processed snacks, baked goods, shortening, and stick margarine. Cholesterol food. These are foods that are high in cholesterol. Cholesterol sources include high-fat dairy products and high-fat animal proteins, e.g. yolks, liver, and other organs meat. Aim for no more than 200 milligrams of cholesterol per day. Another food that you're supposed to avoid there are saturated fats food. Avoid high-fat dairy products and animal proteins such as butter, beef, or hot dogs. Foods that are high in sodium also should be maintained at minimum level. Your doctor may suggest you aim for even less if you have high blood pressure. Now, you may need to create a plan. You put everything all into together, the food that you're supposed to limit and the food that you are supposed to take in high amount, like a lot of fruits, a lot of vegetable, and high fiber foods. You may use a few different approaches to create a diabetic diet plan to help you and to keep your blood glucose sugar level to normal range within a dietitian help. You may find that some of this method that I'm going to recommend may not be suitable for you, but you can choose the one that is suitable for you according to the budget that you have and the amount and the access of the food that you have. The diabetic plate. Fill half of your plate with non-starchy vegetables such as spinach, carrots, and tomato. Fill a quarter of your plate with. When preparing your diet, you may consider to follow the following step using the guidelines of the diabetic plate. Fill half of your plate with non-starchy vegetables such as spinach, carrots, and tomato. Fill a quarter of your plate with a protein such as tuna, fish, lean, or chicken. Then fill the last quarter with a whole grain item such as brown rice or starchy vegetable such as green peas. Include good fats such as nuts and avocado in small amount. Add a serving of fruits or dairy and drink a lot of water or unsweetened tea or coffee to hydrate your body. Because carbohydrates break down into glucose, they have a greatest impact in your blood glucose level. To help control your blood sugar, you may need to learn to calculate amount of carbohydrates you are eating so that you can adjust the dose of insulin accordingly. It is important to keep track of amount of carbohydrates in each meal or snack. If you're taking insulin, a dietitian can teach you how to count the amount of carbohydrates in each meal or snack, adjust the insulin dose accordingly. Some people who have diabetes use the glycemic index to select foods. especially carbohydrates. This method ranks carbohydrates containing foods based on their effect on blood sugar level. Here's a sample menu. When planning meals, take into account your size and activity level. The following menu is tailored by someone who needs 1200 to 1600 calories per day. For example, breakfast, you may take a whole wheat bread, one medium piece with 2 spoonfuls of margarine or butter, a half cup of shredded wheat cereal with a cup of 1% low-fat milk, a piece of fruit and coffee. During lunchtime, roast beef sandwich on with bread with lettuce. Use low-fat cheese, tomatoes and medium apples. Drink a lot of water also. During dinner, you may take salmon, small baked potato, you may take green beans, medium white dinner roll or unsweetened iced tea. As you consider to take your snack, you may consider to be taking a lot of fruits in between your meals. This will help to maintain your body into a stable condition, and which fruits contain a lot of vitamin C, also which boost your immunity. Embracing your healthy eating plan is the best way to keep your blood glucose under control and prevent diabetic complications. And if you need to lose weight, you can tailor to your specific goals. Aside from managing your diabetes, a diabetic diet offers other benefits too. Because a diabetic diet recommends generously amounts of fruits and vegetables and fiber, following it, it is likely to reduce your risk of cardiovascular diseases and certain other types of cancer. And consuming low-fat dairy products can reduce your risk of low bone mass in future. If you're having diabetes, it is important that you partner with a doctor every time or a dietitian to create an eating plan that works for you. Use healthy food, portion control foods, scheduling to manage your blood sugar level. If you stray from your prescribed diet, you run the risk of fluctuating blood sugar level and more seriously. Remember, what you choose is what your body is going to observe, and that is going to determine the kind of your health. As a diabetic patient, choose wisely. Be mindful of the food that is put on your plate. Use low-calorie foods and eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. And you will also conquer. Thank you for your company. See you next time. My name is Simiu, and this is Sim Radio.